If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, everybody. Again, I want to thank you for listening. We're nearing the end of another year, the 16th year, Jewel, of first Live with Laurie and Lynn, then the Laurie and Lynn Show, and now the Laurie Cadden Show. So
congratulations
for all the years you're listening. Yes, how about that?
That's a good run.
Anyway, but I know. So I'm just was thinking about it. It's the first weekend in December. We only have a couple more weekends, and the new year will be upon us. But anyway, thank you for listening, as always. And just happy to keep going. Keep on moving, Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
So how was your – we did a show that we had already taped with one of our wonderful questions, which I always love, last week for – Thanksgiving, so that we could all enjoy our Thanksgiving with no taping or anything else. And so we haven't spoken since that. So how was your Thanksgiving, Julie?
It was good. And we started, rolling right into the holiday season immediately after, like we like to do. So I did put up one small tree so far since we spoke last. And I want to put up another one this week for Moo, because I know he loves himself a good tree. So I have a pretty little white tree, and I just need to find white lights with a white string. I have lots of white lights, but they all have the green strings. So I'm on the lookout for white lights with a white string for Moo's tree. So we're getting there. How about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Good. It was very, very nice. I had everybody with me. We had two Thanksgiving dinners because Sean and Katie were not coming in until Friday. So we had regular Thanksgiving day. We had the same meal, but different days. Tommy made double of everything. So we had Tom and his partner, Tom, and his mom and dad, the Frables, who's also Tom, and then Deb Peterson stopped over and had dessert, and it was a lovely, lovely night. We had a great time. The food was delicious. And then the next day, on Friday, we did it all over again, and it was Sean and Katie and Tom, yours truly, and their father, Tom Foley. The third had dinner with us, so the six of us had a nice little dinner, and it was very, very nice to, you know, just to be with everyone and to have the kids under one roof. I always love when that happens, and back in their old seats. So it was very nice.
Go ahead.
Dinner again was delicious. It was really, we had a wonderful weekend. And then of course, Sean was going to stay. We were supposed to go on the trolley ride and Sean had to leave early because he's working on a case that's taking a lot of his time. So they left on Saturday afternoon early. And we did not get to where we wanted to go. But Thanksgiving night, I always buy them a small tree because they, you know, they live in the city and they don't have a lot of room. They have a little bit more room with this apartment. But so we ran up to Wegmans on Thanksgiving night, Julie, at 9 o'clock at night, the three of us. And we were outside of Wegmans looking at the best Christmas tree to buy because they have these cute little Fraser firs and another little tree. Yeah, and they're in those red and green little stands, and they're perfect. So I've been buying them for them the last couple of years. They are. I used to buy them myself when I did something. I decorate a little differently now, so I don't use them. But I used to have two live ones, small ones in my house, and I love them. So anyway, we went up and rummaged through a whole bunch of trees and picked the best one, which was a little chubbier and bigger. It was pretty tall. And so we got that, and they took that home with them and a bunch of goodies and leftovers and desserts, and they were pretty packed with what they had. And so anyway, it was a great night. We did everything minus the trolley ride, so now we're going to do that the weekend of Christmas when they come in. So, just was a little rush, run around. And then on Sunday, I went to, I went over to the Scranton Cultural Center because they had their Buy Local happening that day. And it was very, very, very nicely attended. A lot of nice, good vendors. I was very happy, bought a few things. Help my friend Joe, who had he was a vendor there as well, and it turned out to be a lovely day. Walked around, saw a lot of different things, bought some cute things, and left. So, and then I went out to dinner with a few friends afterwards, and it was very nice. It was a very packed weekend, and big shout out because we ended up going down to the glider afterwards, a bunch of us, and a big shout out to my dear buddy, as I always do, Charlie Lestrange, who is the greatest guy going, and I love the glider, and I love to go and support him, and we had a fun little get-together and sat around and had a good time. So that was my holiday weekend, Joel. It was...
Well, that sounds good. It sounds action-packed. Yeah.
Yeah, and on the night before Thanksgiving, we took a ride to Stroudsburg because I went up with Randy and Doug Smith because Randy orders pies from the Village Farmer, which is in the Delaware Water Gap. And they do a great pumpkin crumb pie, which is fabulous. And so we went up for the ride, took a nice little ride. It was the believe it or not, it wasn't crazy. It was a little bit slow coming back on 80, but really it wasn't too bad. And then we stopped at one of my old haunts, one of my favorite Tex-Mex places, Marita's Cantina, which is right in the downtown Stroudsburg. And it was just so pretty in that little town. So many pretty, everything so decorated nicely, and the lights and the wreaths, and it's just beautiful. So we went over there and had a nice little dinner, Mexican style, and it was great. And then the whole weekend started from there. And Tommy was cooking from Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, and then some on Thursday. So it was a lot. He did, I told you, turkey roulade, and he did six small ones, and they were, well, not small, they were pretty big, but he made six of them. So anyway, it was great, and I seem to be going out a lot lately, Jewel. I've been at different restaurants.
Good.
We'll talk about through mm-hmm. the show, giving shouts, a shout out to a bunch, but that's good. It's been good, and happy to do it and happy to be part of it. Happy to be able to support our local restaurateurs. But
Absolutely.
That was my weekend. So I think that was a good one, Julie. I'm hoping
I think so.
Everyone else had a lovely. Yeah, the snow held out, and, you know, then we get slammed with it on Tuesday, and it wasn't even slammed. It really wasn't that bad, but I hate any, you know me, with snow, so I can't
stand
any of it.
I was delighted, but I knew that you were going to be unhappy on Tuesday. I was like, nah, I bet you Lori is looking a little bit sour right now. I thought it was beautiful. But I did not, in fairness, have to go out. Everybody canceled everything Tuesday, so I didn't have to go anywhere. So I just enjoyed it.
Well, I think that's what happens. It slows you down. You know, that's the only good thing about it.
Yeah.
I had my investment club meeting that we were supposed to do that night, and I told everyone we were going to wait and see how the afternoon went. I would have gone because I'm in Dunmore, and we go to La Cucina. For that, but everyone else really didn't feel like going, so we postponed it. But I would have gone out because it really wasn't bad later on. So I would have, but we didn't. So well, you know,
I mean,
catch it next time. But
I would prefer the snow that we had to what we have now, which is bitter cold and wind. If I have to choose, I'll take the snow. At least it's pretty.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Julie? I will say I was looking out my family room window, which is on my second floor, and my big, beautiful oak tree is outside of the window, and it has all ivy on it. And the snow was coming down, and I was looking out through my shutters, and you could see the snow and the tree and in the leaves, the green leaves of the ivy and this big old beautiful oak, the base of the oak tree. And I thought, you know, it's just, it really is so pretty. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, crazy, but it is pretty to watch it come down and to look at it. I agree. It's pretty. I just don't like the aftermath.
I know.
I wouldn't care.
We had a lot
snow
of ice.
As soon as it hit the ground. Yeah,
right.
That's
we had some ice build up on the hill here, but I do want to give a shout out to whoever came and plowed our street this morning. The truck was not marked, so I don't know if the city had independent contractors out doing some extra cleanup or if this was just a neighbor who was doing a good deed. I don't know. Whoever it was, they did a great job because it was kind of like an iceberg at the top of this hill. Sometimes in the north end, we get a little bit of extra. And he did a great job, whoever that was. I didn't get to go out and say thank you, but it helped a lot because, you know, every time there's that first storm, we do get a lot of people that maybe are new to the neighborhood or they didn't get their snow tires on yet. They're not quite ready, and they get stuck in front of my house. So, you know, that's kind of a given. It's going to happen. You got to be prepared, but I was thrilled.
Yeah.
So whoever you are, Mr. Plowman, you did a great job. Thank you.
There
From
you
the
go.
North end.
It's always good.
Yeah.
That's always
yeah.
good. All right. Well, Julie, I think we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Talk about some other fun stuff coming up and some other things we did, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Catton Show.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D'Amo, who is the producer of this fine show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D'Amo Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do for them.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
There you go. Jewel, I have to give a shout-out to one of my dear friends. He tells me he listens when he can. I don't know if he'll hear his name, but I'm going to shout him out, too. Ed McMullen, who's a dear, dear friend, and Mr. Bob Schlesinger. And Bob and Ed go way back because Ed used to perform in many of Bob's plays at Scranton Public Theater, which Bob is the executive director of, and doing a lot of things with the Gino Murley. Bob has been on the show before, Jewel, as you know, and he's doing a lot of plays with the Gino Murley play, and it's really a good one. If you haven't seen it, you get opportunity to go and see it because God love that man and what he did. But it's a phenomenal story, and Bob does a great job. And I know Eddie and I were talking, and he mentioned that he listens as well. And he goes, I always like what you have to say. And I said, except when we're talking about Democrats. And he started laughing. But anyway, so that's it. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to them. And know that we're always – thrilled that people listen, and I always love when people say they listen and hear us, and I think it's great. So keep listening. We love it. And Jewel, Christmas is almost upon us, as we were talking about. So decorations. Are you, what kind of a decorator are you and your family? Like what do you do? Like, what's your tradition, or don't you do traditional stuff? How do you do your thing?
I think some of our traditions have changed over the years, but what I
what I like to do is mix, you know, I know there's this debate right now about artificial trees and real trees, and I do love a real tree, and if I were to get one, I would look into, I don't know if they do this locally, they probably do, we have beautiful tree farms here, we're so lucky. I would like to get one with the root so that you can plant it afterwards. I saw that this is a thing people are doing in the country, and I think I really love that because you're not killing a tree, you're saving it. And you cannot have too many trees as far as I'm concerned. So once I had cats, I stopped getting real trees. But what we usually do as a family is put one centerpiece real tree somewhere in a zone that is a cat-friendly zone or cat-free zone, and then we supplement with artificial trees. And I think that's a nice way to go. On a year when I have time to do it, I like to get evergreens from the yard, and I put them on the mantles. And, you know, there's a couple fireplaces, so I could decorate the dining room, the hallway, the living room. Every mantle gets pine and white lights. And I haven't done this in a long time, but I love to put pine up the staircase too. So I am a big fan, and I used to do real pine, and I would cut it all from the yard, and it would take a long time, and I loved it. But the smell would be so luscious. It's just so beautiful. It, you know, that is your classic Christmas smell. But then, you know, there's some beautiful artificial stuff if you have pets or you don't have the time or the wherewithal to cut all those twigs and use all that twine. I have some nice garland. So I have a mix of stuff. But I like a lot of green, and I like to have a lot of white lights. I'm a big fan of white lights. And then to do the table for dinners, I used to do candles, but then as little kids came around, you know, that's not a great idea anymore. So I started putting fairy lights underneath a lace tablecloth. So I started this thing where I'm layering, and we'll put like a red tablecloth, just plain red, and then maybe cream or white lace over that. But in between, fairy lights so that the table sparkles. Let me tell you, that's a hit. The kids love it. It looks really pretty, and it's totally safe. So lots of fairy lights, lots of pine.
But you just do it up at the top, not where you would put a place or anything, because wouldn't that be uneven?
No, I spread them around. They're so tiny that they don't get in the way.
And I just didn't know. Mm-mm. Okay. I didn't know if you put a glass down and it was on the light, it might, you know.
But no, I'm kind of strategic about how I do it. But right. And then they don't get damaged because they're under a tablecloth. So, I think that's our style here. We do a lot of pine, a lot of white lights, and I do throw in some plaid bows here and there, too, because I think you know how much I love my plaid of all colors. But, and as many trees as I can manage to get up, you know, like if I have time to put two or three up, I do it. And I haven't been putting one upstairs for Moo, you know, the last couple years. But I am gonna do it this year because he does love a tree. And it's fake, so I don't have to worry about he's not going to eat it. And that's kind of what I do. And then we have lights on the outside, like the big old-fashioned multicolored, but the big bulbs. And I think that's pretty.
Yep.
You know, and it's something colorful. I love it. It helps me when I go to take the garbage out at night and it's so dark on the side of the house. At Christmas time, it's great.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about being out there in the dark. And I miss them when they go. Our neighbors have lights everywhere. They have done a spectacular job this year. Some people even have them in the backyard, and I can see them from my backyard. It's beautiful. So I think people are going all out with decorations this year. I see a lot more than ever before. Are you noticing that?
Yeah, and they were, Yeah, and earlier too. I see a lot of early
yes.
lights, which I liked because I love Christmas lights. I'm in my house, and I think I've said this before, but I have trees all over every room. I have one real tree, which I went up. My friend Sarah McAndrew and I took a ride up to the mulberry bush, which used to be on Mulberry Street, and Mike Culinary and Helene Hopkins Culinary, otherwise known as affectionately known as Hoppy, they moved up to Falls, and so we were going up in the summer to get produce and stuff because it's a little bit more of a hike. Actually, when we put the GPS on yesterday, it's really 11.6 miles from my house to Falls, but that being said, traffic or anything else or lights, whatever, but it's a nice little road ride. We went up at dusk yesterday, and it was so pretty because it was such a beautiful, sunny day. So the being up in the country, which we are so fortunate to have, like 10 minutes outside of our town is this beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful country. And so the winding roads, it was just so pretty. So we went up and got the trees yesterday. So I always get one real tree, and I'm debating. I always put one real in my living room, but I was mm-hmm. not going to do it this year because I bought this old-fashioned tinsel tree, and it's like a Charlie Brown tinsel tree, not like an old-fashioned, like, fluffy tinsel. And I was going to decorate that, and I'm debating yet as to what I'm going to do. If I put the real one in there, then that's fine. But if not, I'm going to put it out on my deck and just put lights
in. Yeah, that would be pretty.
Make sure it's secure on my deck. Yeah, so either way, I'll use the tree one way or the other. I needed a real tree. So I did that, and I have trees and all different kind of faux trees throughout my house. And in every room, including my upstairs bathroom, I have an old-fashioned, actually I got it in the antique store, it's really cool, tree. The bottom is connected where you stand it, but it folds down into like a point, and it's got four spikes, like spokes, and you pull the four of them up, but you have to strategically get them in line for them to line up so that you can place it for the tree to sit. It's really cool. It's a great old place. I bought it in an antique store in up in Kresgeville, and I absolutely love it. It was pre-lit. It wasn't. I'm sorry. It wasn't pre-lit. It was, it had like amber whitish color lights that came with the tree. And then they after so many years, they died. And so I just got new ones and rewrapped it. But I love this little tree. And I just love Christmas trees, period. I love how they look. I have a bunch of different styles and looks, and they're all over my house, and it takes a lot of work. So my friend Joe gets them all out for me, puts them on whatever floor, and then I go to work. And so for the last couple days, Monday through Wednesday, even a little bit today, I was getting everything out and ready, my front porch and my candles in the windows and just all those little things. So I love it. It's work in a good way. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love to pull out my stuff and look at it and think, who gave me this, who gave me that? But I just love it, Julie. I love ornaments. I love Christmas, and I love the lights. And I am a white light person, too. I don't have any multicolor lights. I have this funky wreath that goes out on my arbor, and that has round balls all over it, and they are mm-hmm. multicolored, the balls. So that's a color. But other than that, I have white lights everywhere, and I love white lights. I just think they look so much nicer. Although you do have to admit that the multicolor on the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is absolutely gorgeous. So
beautiful. Yeah.
And that was lit last. Yeah. I watched that. Now, Jewel, let me tell you what happened. I turned it on to watch the festivities last night, and of course, I really just want to see the tree get lit, but the tree lit. But anyway, I watched it, and I was on the phone and doing this and that. Do you know, it was 10 minutes before, do you know, I fell asleep. Reba McEntire was on, and it was 9:49, and I'm like, oh, okay, good. Do you know, I must have put my head back against the chair, and I was out. and I missed the whole damn tree lighting.
Oh, dear. Maybe you can find it online.
I saw it the next morning, so I was okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
There's nothing like looking at a tree. And speaking of lights, I also this weekend, as I was telling you what we did, also after we went to Wegmans to get Sean and Katie's Christmas tree, we stopped and got an iced tea. I was going to get a hot chocolate, but Sean wanted tea. So we got iced teas instead of a warm drink. And we went around Naog to see the lights with Katie and Sean. And it was the first time Katie had been able to see them. So we took a little ride. It was just like having them as, you know, as kids again. Not that they were that little when the lights went up. But nonetheless, it was...
That's so much fun.
I love it. I go around that. I go through Naog multiple times a year. When the lights are up, I love it. It never gets old, and I love the Electric City sign. Is my favorite one. I love it. So
it's beautiful. Anyway, yeah, they do a great job.
We did that. They really do. And then we have to go up to Stonehenge because they said it's beautiful that there's a ton of new lights this year up in Tunkhannock, which we do every year as well. So I have to make my plan to go up there. But I love to see lights. You know who's like the biggest kid at Christmas time going by houses and seeing tree lights? And Doug Smith. If you have Doug Smith in your car and he sees a light, he's like a little boy. He's so thrilled to see all these lights, Jewel. I love it.
Well, it's fun. It is. And it doesn't cost anything. It's like, you know, the best freebie. You just, to go around to look at houses. I think Stonehenge, there's a fee, right? But that's huge. I want to go to that this year. I haven't been to that. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you have to. It's really, really nice, Jewel. Yeah, the kids might love it. Well, they not might. They would. So it is nice. And one more shout out I have. Yesterday, Julie, I was at a Commission for Women board meeting, which we have also at La Cucina. And I just want to give a big happy note to my friend Bernadette Lepre, who just got engaged when she was in Sicily. And she's newly engaged, and she's a doll. And I just want to give her a big shout-out. Congratulations to Bernie. She and her guy have been together now for a nice amount of time, and he asked her to marry him, and they're going to get married in the springtime. So big shout out to Bernie Lepre and her engagement and her fiance. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with us is the lovely Julie D. Immel, who is the producer of this fine show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie, you say it best. Go ahead and tell them what your business does.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website, juliedimmel.com.
There you go. Julie, speaking of the Commission for Women, as I mentioned before the break, we had two weeks ago, on the 19th of November at the Scranton Cultural Center, which we did tease prior to it happening, we had a seminar on weight loss medications and bariatric surgery and compounding medications. We had a pharmacist. We had an RN who works for a company who manufactures compounded GLP-1s. We had a doctor from the Wright Center who is specializes in obesity management. We had a doctor who performs bariatric surgery, excuse me. And we had two of his people from his office. One was a nutritionist and the other was another RN who is someone very involved with the patients and getting them ready for surgery and afterwards. So we had a lovely turnout. There were about 50 people. It was a wonderful night. We decided to do this because, number one, actually it was Donna Barbetti's idea. She said, why don't we do it on the weight loss medication? And since everyone's so interested in it and you're you know, living proof of what goes on with them, and then I'll give some alternative. Karen R. Scott, who is a DO, Karen is on our board, and she emceed it for us. And she said, you know, I think we should have someone from the bariatric end of things because that's an alternative to the drugs or in combination of the two. So I said, that'd be great. So that's how it all happened. And the panel was great. And so everybody was really happy with the outcome. As a matter of fact, we're planning on doing a follow-up to that. We have a couple more things that people would have liked to hear. The program began at 5:30, but we started the discussion at 6. And it was about 8:20 when we were wrapping up. So it was a good conversation from the audience, good questions. But there's some other things we think we can also touch on. So we're going to do another one through the commission, same place, same time, different date, which I'll announce later. But we're working on that now. We discussed that at our meeting yesterday. So we're going to work on doing a follow-up. So we're happy about that. But Julie, I was so grateful because we had a lot of a really good turnout, and we had a good turnout, and we're happy to do it and to do another follow-up because there were a lot of people who couldn't make it that day and wish they could. And so we're going to do that again. So that was really a good opportunity to showcase people who have lost weight, be it the medications or bariatric surgery or people who try. We also made sure that they talked about nutrition and a healthier diet and what you could do if you don't want to do any of those routes. We have some twists. We want to do someone's going to help us with like a personal trainer and someone who can help on that end, because there are people who successfully lose weight in other ways. So it's all good. So we're looking forward to that. So I'd like to thank everyone, if you're listening, if you were there, for coming and giving us your time. And hopefully you enjoyed what everyone had to say, and to support the Commission for Women, which was really what we do every year is a health seminar. And this was the first one we had, Julie, since right before COVID. So it was good to be back and doing what we always did in the past, and at the same place, the Cultural Center, which it's just beautiful. So anyway, that was that. And so I also want to talk about, because this is a perfect segue into our next conversation, Julie, cookie making.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, cookies after weight loss. But you, yes. Which I can't wait. Next week, Julie and another dear friend of mine, Julie Orlowski, and I are going to be baking cookies together.
Yay.
And we're excited about it. Because it's so, I started doing this a couple years ago, and I used to do it more often years ago with different friends, and I just think it's so nice to be able to keep doing it. And so the three of us are getting together, so it'll be Laurie and the Julies, and we'll be making our cookies. I'm only doing my cutout because that's all I have to do, but I'm thrilled. And last year we did them at my house because there was a problem. We were going to use Julie Orlowski's church basement, but they had a problem with the heat. So Julie ended up coming to my house, and we switched the day, and you couldn't make it because of that. But hopefully it all works out. We'll let you know next week how things turned out this coming Monday when we're baking away, Julie. But I think it's going to be fun. And I'm someone, Julie, and you know this, and most people who know me know, I don't like to do things by myself. I like to be with people. People give me energy, and I just like doing things with others. I'm not a fan of solo activities. It's just not.
I know.
I like my time alone. I really do, but when I'm doing something, I like people around me because it just gives me more energy. So I'm thrilled to be doing this. And Julie Orlowski and I, now this is our third year together doing it. And so I'm really looking forward to this one. And we'll see how it turns out. But it's always good. We get a nice little lunch from the downtown deli. And we will have a nice lunch and then start our cookies. And it'll be fun. So we're looking forward to this. And I can't wait. Are you all prepared with all of your goodies to what you're making?
No.
Or didn't you decide?
I don't. No, I can't decide what I want to focus on. The problem that I have is, I think you know the list of choices that are available. I mean, I like to make everything. Everybody likes something different. A few years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, might have been during the pandemic, like the thick of it, I put a little checklist together of all the different kinds of cookies that I can make or would like to make. And I told everybody, okay, I posted it on their fridge and I said, pick your favorites and I'll try to get them all done so that everybody has at least one of their choices. And I just about lost my mind trying to get them all done because there's no bad cookies. They're all
no. Oh,
they're all good, right? So it's
Julie,
like, do I make?
You know, and were you stopping for me because you thought I was saying something?
Yeah, yeah,
I was stopping for you.
Yeah,
I knew you did. I knew you did, but I didn't want to just jump in. I nothing like Jewel, nothing like radio silence. But you know what, Julie? You are like me. I'd rather a cookie than any other kind of dessert.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes.
I'd rather a cookie.
They're so good. So
okay.
Maybe you could help me.
Too.
Oh, cream puffs, yes. And then there's, you know,
we could
deviate from cookies. I mean, there's certainly cheesecake to be had. There's chocolate cream pie to be done. I do have to do that for Christmas at some point. Yes, I must produce a chocolate cream. That has been requested.
Do you do a graham cracker crust?
Sometimes
I do graham cracker.
Sometimes I do regular. Yeah, I have a really nice English pastry recipe that's just to die for. So, it kind of depends on, I don't know, my mood or what I feel like doing. I don't know how I decide, but I do both, and they're both tasty, both delicious. But as far as cookies, I think maybe I'll stick to the pressed cookies and do the butter cookie sandwiches that I think everybody likes those. You remember those, right?
Yes.
I like them because in the cookie press.
And your cookies are outstanding.
Thank you. I like doing the cookie press because they're all the same size.
I know, but I told you, you should open your own bakery. You're that good, Julie. The cookies I have eaten from you, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I do enjoy it. I don't know if there's a business there, but I have
every minute.
I'm in my happy place when I'm baking. It's as fun and fulfilling to me to bake cookies as it is to write. And those are the two things that I really, really love to do because I'm happy when I'm writing too. And you know, unlike you, I think I'm solitary in that. Like I don't necessarily have to, well, for writing, I do want to be alone. Like, please, everyone, leave me alone. But I don't even hear what's going on around me. If I'm working on a piece, forget it. I'm not there. I don't know what's going on. For baking, I can bake communally, and so we'll do that, but I don't have to. I think I do most things. I'm a pretty solitary person. But I'm thinking I like those butter cookies because I can put those into sandwiches. I fill them with apricot, raspberry, cherry, chocolate. For you, I did, this was before you were gluten-free, I did vanilla. So I did a vanilla cookie with a vanilla filling because you're the vanilla queen. The possibilities are endless. My brother likes the gingerbread flavored ones. It's a butter cookie, but it's also gingerbread. He likes those. So you could also make them into peanut butter or chocolate. I mean, the possibilities are endless. You could just go wild. I think one day is not really enough.
I know it.
I think we should have booked 2 days.
It's enough for me, but not for you, because God knows you are the cookie queen, man.
Once I get going, I'll crank them out.
Yeah, I can't wait. So we'll let you know what happens next time and how we made out with our Martha Stewart afternoon when we do our cookies. But Julie, I want to talk about something else too before we wrap. I'm actually sitting in Julie's neck of the woods in North Scranton as we taped the show all day, all afternoon here taping, was because I'm sitting in Holy Rosary's parking lot, which is not what it's called now, but I'm going to call it that because that's what it used to be. And if you're in North Scranton on William Street, you know where I mean. Because I'm here to go across the street to Knight O'Donnell Funeral Home to pay my respects to one of the nicest men, one of the nicest guys I think I've ever met, Jerry Gavin. Jerry was engaged to Mara McGowan Foley, and Mara and I are sisters-in-law. We were both married to brothers. We're both divorced from brothers, but Mara has been like a sister to me the whole time that I've known her. And our family, her mother and father and my mother and father go way back. Matter of fact, her mom used to date one of my dad's brothers. And we just go way, way back. We always say we were raised very similarly. And Mara mm-hmm. is the sweetest. She just retired a few years ago from the Scranton School District as a teacher. She has three beautiful daughters, Erin, Kelly, Tara, and two little grandchildren, Evelyn and Michael, and two son-in-law. She has two sons-in-law, Michael and Alex, and Mara is just the greatest gal. I just love her. And she and Jerry had such a great relationship, and so they were so in tune with each other. Jerry was someone who golfed, who reffed, who loved life, who loved being with friends. I guess they say his favorite line is, "What are you doing, Jerry? I got a game." And so they prefaced that in his obituary, "Got a game."
Mm-hmm.
And he's just was the most wonderful man. He was at Sean's wedding with Mara. And he passed away 2 days before Thanksgiving on the 25th of November. And I'm here to go over to the viewing and the funeral tomorrow. And I just want everybody who's listening to know, and those of you who know him, he was an unbelievable guy. I love his brother, Mert. I knew Mert before I knew Jerry. And it's heartbreaking to such a young man, vibrant and full of life and energy and kindness and just goodness. He was a good man, Charlie Brown. So I'm sending thoughts and prayers to his family, and just to know he was one of the best. And my heart goes out to Mara and her family, because they loved him like their own, and he was. So that's how I'm ending this. So Godspeed, Jerry, and Mara, I love you. And then we will see all of you again next week. I hope you have a good weekend, whatever you're doing. If you're getting Christmas ready or enjoying or shopping or whatever you're doing, family, enjoy it and have a good time. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. As always, be safe and please be nice. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.